for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
Moments ago, the numbers for America's economic growth, or GDP, were just released. And I am thrilled to announce that in the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%. We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly, as the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers. During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%. Each point, by the way, means approximately $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. Think of that. Each point, you go up 1 point. It doesn't sound like much. It's a lot. It's $3 trillion and it's 10 million jobs.
All right, as we continue, Sean Hannity's show, there was Obama saying, yeah, in his own words, that some of these jobs, they're never coming back. The only president in American history never to hit 3% GDP growth in a single year. And he's accumulated more debt than every other president before him combined, including 13 million more Americans on food stamps, 8 million more in poverty. And we've gone from the lowest labor participation rate in history now to the highest. And that's only part of the economic story of today. Explosive 4.1 GDP growth. Joining us now is the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Mr. President, congratulations. And on top of that, I think one of the more underreported stories is that we now have a trade deficit that dropped by more than $50 billion.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. And you're right. That's, to me, is so important. Your phase two of the question, $52 billion drop in trade deficit. That hasn't happened in decades. And it's really something very special. And a lot of that is because of the policies that we're putting in place. And it's going to get better, Sean. It's totally sustainable. I look so forward to next quarter. I look forward to watching what happens over the years. It is something very special that's taking place.
How is it that trade is so interconnected to all this? And a lot of people thought you're going to start a trade war with Europe. Well, that was put to rest pretty much this week. And you said you found a new favorite word, which is reciprocity.
Well, reciprocal is very important to me because, you know, we have countries out there, Sean, and most of your folks know exactly what I'm talking about because they'll watch and they'll see. We have countries that charge us a 100% tariff or tax, and we charge them nothing for the same product coming into our country. We have countries charging us far more than that, close to 300% in certain cases. And yet when I say, well, we're going to tax them or we're going to be reciprocal and charge them the same 300%, everyone goes crazy and they say, oh, you can't do that. It's not free trade, which is sort of laughable when you think about it. In other words, they can do it, but we can't. So those days are over. And I think that's had a huge impact, even though it's very early. I've only been doing this a little more than a year and a half with some of these. And the policies, really, it takes a while to get them enacted. But it's having a tremendous impact. And if we can straighten our trade, which I'll do absolutely, and it's already happening. You see what happened with Europe yesterday. But as we straighten our trade, we can pick up a lot of points on GDP.
To be clear, though, you don't want a trade war. You want free trade, but you want fair trade.
Right. I want fair trade. I don't want trade that people think is fair and free, but we're being charged 50%. As an example, China, and I have great respect for President Xi. I think he's a friend of mine. He may not like me so much anymore, but we'll be friends again. But China charges us 25% when we send a car to China to be sold. When they send a car to us, we charge them essentially nothing. They say 2.5%, but it's not even collected. So they get 25%. We get like nothing. And it doesn't make sense. It's not fair. You can't compete. That's like a baseball game. I give an analogy. That's like you're having a big game with a very good team and they score 15 runs in the first inning. So the score is 15 to nothing. Now you're going into the second inning. It's not looking good. That's what happens when they charge 25% and we're charging 2.5% and not collecting. Essentially, that's what's happening, and we can't do that. And we don't do that anymore.
You know, one of my criticisms often, a theme on both radio and TV, is the fact that the media is so corrupt and so one-sided, and it's like every day they have a breathless thing, negative thing to say about the president. We're 101 days away from the midterm elections. I'm arguing, in my view, that it's the most important midterms in our life. But if we go back to 2016, the Gateway Pundit actually picked up some really interesting headlines that if you were to become president, you would lead the economy off the cliff. I'll read you a few of them. CNN Money said Trump promises 4% growth. Economists say no way. The LA Times said if Trump thinks he can get more than 3% economic growth, he's dreaming. The Wall Street Journal said Trump's 3% growth target looks out of reach. The Hill wrote Trump's growth projections leave economists in disbelief. And you got your Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Krugman. Trump's election means we are probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. And I can keep going. And Barack Obama, who never reached 3% growth in a year, said, what magic wand does Trump have to revive the economy? Usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. I guess their predictions were wrong, sir.
Well, we've had the answers during the debates, and I think we were very strong in the debates on what we want to do. And if you look at the predictions, they've all been wrong. I mean, we are far ahead of what anybody thought, except me. We can go a lot higher than this. You know, if you look at regulations, nobody talked about regulations. Had my opponent won, the Democrats, you would have had an economy that instead of being up close to 40% in the stock market, they would have been down 40 or 50% because the regulations were choking this country. And I'm all for regulations for clean air, clean water. We want to have great environmental control. But they had 10 regulations when you could have used one. And as you know, I've been cutting 22 regulations for every new one, new regulation that's put in, which are very few, because we were totally overregulated. You couldn't do anything. Highways were taking 20 years to get approved. You have a highway that's really important. It would take from 17 to 20 years to get your approvals. By that time, the highway system is different and the roads are being built a different way and you couldn't make changes. No, this is we're doing great. We could do a lot better. The fact is that if I can cut the trade deficit from $817 billion, think of that. We have a trade deficit with other countries. That's trading with other countries. $817 billion. If I cut it in half, right there we'll pick up 3 to 4 points. So you could add that to the 4 or 5, and so we'd be at 8 or 9. Now, I don't want to say that too much, and I didn't want to say it too much during the campaign because I would have been criticized. People wouldn't have believed it. But now they're starting to believe. And you're right. You look at a guy like Krugman. He doesn't know a thing. I mean, the predictions were so bad. A big factor, though, Sean, was regulation. And obviously a big factor was the taxes. But a lot of this, really, the taxes are going to help in the future. I look so forward to seeing the next quarter, because this is so sustainable. This is going to go for a long time.
You know, we have numbers that are in now, and all during the 2016 campaign, I gave statistics out. I did it every day because I wanted people to know what 8 years of the Obama economy were. And, you know, lowest labor participation rate, 13 million more Americans on food stamps, 8 million more in poverty. He took on more debt than every other president before him combined. You now have accumulated your track record. We have nearly 4 million new jobs in the country. We have the largest labor participation rate in history. We have literally nearly 4 million new jobs created in manufacturing, jobs that people thought weren't going to come back. Well, that's nearly 700,000. Then we've got 2 or 3 million fewer people on food stamps, record low unemployment in 14 states for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and a 65-year low for women in the workplace. That's pretty impressive. And now 4.1% GDP. I think that we can make a comparison that some economic policies work and others do not.
Well, you're really right. And I've heard those statistics from you for even a long time. And now when you look back, it's hard to believe that we put up with it. And much of it was caused by bad trade deals, people don't want to say. Much of it was caused by regulation and overtaxed. I mean, you're overtaxed. Think of it in the election coming up in now just a little more than 3 months. The Democrats want to raise everybody's taxes. They want to give back these massive tax cuts that we got and reforms that are so good for everybody, but the tax cuts. So they want to raise people's taxes. They want to open up borders. They want to get rid of ICE. I mean, the things they're doing are so destructive. We won't have a country. So
they want their crumbs back. Well. They want their crumbs back. They want open borders. They want Obamacare. Yeah. They want to impeach you, and they want to stop all investigations into deep corruption.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of corruption out there, but it happens to be on the other side of the ledger, the Democrats. And if you talk about collusion, the collusion is there. There's no question about it. But it's with the Democrats and Russia, because all you have to do is look at what they did and how they participated with Russia. It's a, you know, disgraceful situation. But for the economy, we can go a lot higher. And, you know, people don't talk. We have $21 trillion in debt. When this really kicks in, we'll start paying off that debt like it's water. We will start paying that debt down. We're $21 trillion, a number that is, you know, unthinkable. But that will go down very quickly because the numbers with growth and the kind of growth that we've produced, the 4.1 can actually go higher. I look forward to seeing next quarter because I think that the 4.1 is just a stepping stone. But when we make good trade deals, Sean, it's going to have a huge impact on GDP growth. Mm-hmm. And the numbers will be so big that you'll actually start paying down debt in very large chunks. It'll go quickly.
All right. The president has graciously agreed to spend more time with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue on this Friday. 800-941-SEAN is our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. All right. Next hour, we'll be taking your calls. Dinesh D'Souza checks in as well. 800-941-SEAN, our toll-free telephone number. All right, we're going to have more with the president coming up in just a minute, an exclusive interview he gave us after these 4.1% GDP numbers. Huge win for the American people. Bad news politically for Democrats. But I want to play something that is really important. All these Democrats that predicted nothing but failure, and the same ones that supported Obama's 8 years of failure.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
Imagine him being in charge when your jobs and savings are at stake. Imagine him trying to figure out what to do in case of an emergency. So it's no wonder, is it, that risk analysts listed Donald Trump, a Donald Trump presidency, as one of the top threats facing the global economy, ahead of terrorism.
He has no real strategy for creating jobs, just a string of empty promises. And maybe we shouldn't expect better from someone whose most famous words are, "You're fired."
Trump and conservatives in Congress are planning a big tax cut for millionaires and billionaires. To justify it, they're using the oldest song in their playbook, claiming tax cuts on the rich will trickle down to working families in the form of stronger economic growth. Baloney.
This isn't just about the unemployment rate. It's about wages rising in our country so that consumer confidence is restored, because our economy will never fully reach its possibilities unless we increase the consumer confidence. And that can only be increased by the better deal, better jobs, better wages, better future, and lowering costs to families.
Frankly, even on the economic front, he got a lot of grief about trade from even fellow Republicans while traveling in the Midwest. So today felt like an attempt, and you could even hear it. He kept veering from his remarks and then going back to the remarks and extending them even longer, but all in a sense of trying really hard to say, hey, please pay attention to the economic story and ignore all the other stuff. I get it. Politically, he needs to do this, Savannah, but I can tell you there is a sense of where you overhyped something, and there were so many times in those remarks that it felt overhyped on how he was talking about the economy.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession.
All right, unbelievable. On the other side, part two, my interview with the president after today's GDP numbers. Hey, listen, if you want to be a responsible gun owner, and I know most of you are responsible and you believe in the Second Amendment, and you have a family that lives with you, a wife, kids, maybe grandchildren visit, you need to make sure that you do everything in your power to keep them safe, the firearms safe, that is. And that's why our friends at the USCCA, they want to give your entire family a 100% free. It's a guide. It's an audiobook for complete firearms confidence. That means safety. Now, if you go to Defend Family right now, it's brand new, and it's called Kids and Guns Guide. The Kids and Guns Guide. You're going to learn the most dangerous mistakes that put children at risk, proven strategies for teaching gun safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to be a responsible gun owner in terms of owning and storing a weapon, and a whole lot more. Now, it's never been easier to educate every member of your family. This guide is truly life-saving, and it's 100% free. Now, it's only available for a few days. Don't miss it, because protecting your family is too important to put this off 1 second longer. Don't leave people vulnerable. Be a responsible gun owner and go to defendfamily.com. Get your free guide and the complete peace of mind that comes with it. That's defendfamily.com. Defendfamily.com. Your family deserves this. All right, we'll take a quick break and more of my interview with the president right after the release of the GDP numbers from earlier today, the economy, and so much more as we continue.
You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Veterans unemployment is at its lowest level in 18 years, and that number is rapidly going up, on top of which we just received and won from Congress choice where veterans can go out and see a doctor if they can't get service, the service that they deserve. Unemployment for disabled Americans has hit a record low, lowest in history. More than 3.5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps, something that you haven't seen in decades. 3.5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps. That's because they were able to go out and get a job. And they're going to love their jobs. 95% of American manufacturers are optimistic about their company's outlook, and that's the highest level also in history. And that's an old survey, been around a long time. Manufacturing wages are expected to rise at the fastest rate in over 17 years. Business and consumer confidence has reached historic highs. So far this year, American exports are up nearly 20%. I've only been here a little more than a year and a half, over the same period in the year before I took office. We've become a net exporter of natural gas for the first time since 1957. When I came into office, 1.5 million fewer prime-age Americans were working than 8 years before. We had lost almost 200,000 manufacturing jobs under the previous administration, and you know, all know, they say, well, you have to lose manufacturing jobs. It'll get worse and worse. Manufacturing jobs are obsolete. No, they're not obsolete. They're the greatest jobs we have. More than 10 million additional Americans had been added to food stamps past years. But we've turned it all around. Once again, we are the economic envy of the entire world. When I meet the leaders of countries, the first thing they say invariably is, Mr. President, so nice to meet you. Congratulations on your economy.
You're leading the entire world.
All right, the president from earlier today, GDP growth at 4.1%. As we continue with the president of the United States, I was with you in Singapore. I was also in London and in Helsinki. Now, one of the promises that Kim Jong-un made to you, and we still have not had rockets fired over Japan, our hostages were released. We're talking about denuclearization. One of his launch facilities has been dismantled, but now the remains of Americans have come home, are coming home, and we saw that earlier today, but also NATO is also paying more money.
Well, a lot of things have changed since I became president. And when I was with President Obama in the Oval Office, which I guess is something that presidents do, they have a meeting, and I had a very interesting meeting. But he did say the biggest single problem that our country has is the problem with North Korea. And he was very perplexed, and I can understand that. And it could have led to war. And I did ask, have you spoken to him? And the answer was no. And I said, you know, to myself, it would be a good thing to speak. We did meet. We had a great meeting, a very, very great meeting. I mean, I think you could have lost 50 million people more. If you think that Seoul is 28 million people, it's right on the border. You know, people say hundreds of thousands, not hundreds of thousands. We're talking about 50, 60, 100 million people could have been wiped out and lost. We had a great meeting, historic. And among other things, where the remains are starting to come back, missiles have been stopped. We don't have rockets and missiles shot over Japan. The hostages, we got them back. Even before I left, we got them back. Nuclear testing, no more. Rocket testing, no more. So many things have changed. And, you know, one thing, all of their propaganda material and the propaganda, which has been up for years, propaganda, the signs, the music, it's all stopped. It's all been taken down. So many positive things have happened. And, you know, we have time. There's no rush. I told my people, don't rush. We have sanctions on. We haven't taken any sanctions off. And we hope, I look forward to the time when we do take the sanctions off, because when that happens, a lot of good things will have happened on the other side. But so we're very proud of that. I'm very proud of the fact that with NATO, they were taking in less and less money every year. But last year, which was my first meeting, they took in $44 billion more because I said, you have to pay your bills. We were paying for everybody else. And this year, we raised by at least hundreds of billions of dollars. So we took in $44 billion last year. And all of that goes toward protecting, most of it, toward protecting against Russia. And then they say, I'm friendly with Russia. Russia's not happy about what I did with NATO. Russia's not happy about all of this tremendous amount of money that now is flowing into these countries who weren't paying their bills. I mean, they were delinquent in many cases, and certainly bringing up the pipeline where Germany is paying, as you know, Sean, Germany, nobody brought this up. Nobody even knew about it. But Germany's paying to Russia billions and billions of dollars for energy coming out of that pipeline. And I said, wait a minute, we're protecting against Russia.
It's nuts.
But you're paying billions of dollars toward Russia. Nobody brought that up but me, and I'm very unhappy about it, and I told them that.
I hope we can eventually, because we have more energy resources than anybody in the world. Last question, sir, because I know you've got to run.
Well, that's happening, Sean. That was part of the deal I made with the European Union. They're opening up.
Well, that's millions of jobs for Americans in the energy sector. That would be great.
That's right.
Let me ask you last question, because I want to go back to the election in 101 days. And I see the agenda just as you described, and I've been saying it as well, that they want to, A, impeach you. We know they just tell everybody to stop saying it. They want the tax cuts reversed. They want their crumbs back. They want to eliminate ICE, open borders, keep Obamacare, stop investigations. I don't think I don't hear anything that is going to help the American people. But in midterm elections, historically, the party in the White House in power usually loses seats. And right. I know to prevent that from happening, you kind of have to buck the trend. There's usually about a 15-seat loss. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people in this audience that maybe, well, you're not on the ballot, that support you but don't particularly like their rhino congressman or senator?
Well, my endorsements seem to have a lot of weight. If you look at Georgia, the governor of Georgia, he was down 5 to 10 points, and he won 70-30. So he won by 40 points. Many others. I mean, you can look at New York congressmen. You can look at all of these different endorsements. And what I told my people just now, I said to General Kelly, I said to a whole group of people, we have to get our group together give me the top 25 Congress people that are, you know, could go either way. And I want to go out and campaign for those people. Likewise with the Senate, because we're going to fix everything once we have the votes. You know, we really don't have, when they say a majority, it's 51-49, but it's not really, because you lose a couple and people are sick, people are ill, people can't come to vote. So in the Senate, we're really don't have a majority at all. And in the House, it's a very small majority. So I think we can actually, because of a couple of things that are happening, very special things are happening for our country. You mentioned North Korea. You mentioned our military is being rebuilt, so many other. But look at the economy. The economy may be the strongest it's ever been in the history of our country. Now, you know, the famous quote, it's the economy, stupid. Well, if it's the economy, then we should do very well. I just don't know any reason why we shouldn't do well. We're doing well with our military. We knocked out ISIS. We've done so well in so many, and ISIS would have never been knocked out. Now, you got to keep on it. I don't want to be saying we knocked it out. You got to keep on it. But we have decimated ISIS. So many things have taken place. But the economy is the strongest ever. And I think that's going to have a very positive impact. And I am going to work very hard. I'll go 6 or 7 days a week when we're 60 days out. And I will be campaigning for all of these great people that do have a difficult race. And we think we're going to bring them over the line. So I really believe that because we're doing so well as a country and so well with the economy, I think we're going to be surprising a lot of people.
All right, Mr. President, I know you're busy. Thank you for taking the time. Congratulations, 4.1% GDP growth. Thank you, sir, for being with us, and hopefully we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you.
All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, asking your smart speaker for the weather is one thing, but what if you ask your smartphone to send money or your iPhone to send money to a friend? Well, you soon will be able to do that instantly just by telling your smart speaker to do it. Now, there's a lot of cybersecurity concerns here, and we know these cyber criminals are everywhere. So many threats in today's connected world. It only takes one weak link. These criminals, they start taking out credit cards, loans in your name, ruining your good name, your reputation, and ruining your finances, including, by the way, robbing your bank and retirement accounts blind. Thank God there's the all-new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection with the added power of Norton Security, which is going to protect you against threats to your identity and your devices that you will not easily see or fix on your own. If you have a problem at some point, their agents will fix it for you. Now, the all-new LifeLock with Norton Security, they see the threats you might otherwise miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com and protect yourself, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity for an additional 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Hannity.
Bringing jobs back to America and getting America back to work. This is the Sean Hannity Show.